All right, so first thoughts on a 4-degree morning this Friday, January 2nd. My first thought is, it feels like mission impossible these days to try and stay healthy. I mean, reports have been circulating everywhere you turn of people who are sick, even hospitalized. So do take care. Do take precautions. Do get your sleep. Do get your rest. Do wash your hands. I guess it's up to you about vaccines. They talk about the flu shot and COVID. I mean, that's between you and God. But anyhow, feels like trying to stay healthy. I mean, it was a family Christmas gathering, and some of my, on my wife's side of the family, we had individuals who, like, one by one had been getting hit with this. And then she tells me, oh, yeah, other people have been hospitalized with this. So do be careful. And let's try to have each other's back in this regard. Okay. Also, today in history, January 2nd, 2006.
A huge white light. And a few seconds later, it's like somebody set off a powder keg and shook the house, rattled the windows and everything.
Yeah, an explosion at the Sago mine in West Virginia killed one miner and trapped a dozen underground. 11 of them slowly succumbed to carbon monoxide poisoning, but Randall McCloy Jr. was rescued after 41 hours. Also, January 2nd, 1960.
And we stand today on the edge of a new frontier, the frontier of the 1960s.
That would be John F. Kennedy announcing that he was running for president. The Massachusetts senator narrowly defeated Republican Richard Nixon in the fall of 1960. And finally, on this day, January 2nd, 1983.
Tomorrow, I love you. Tomorrow, you're always a day away.
The musical Annie, based on the Little Orphan Annie comic strip, closed on Broadway after 2,377 performances. And finally, our morning devotion to close out First Thoughts. So we continue on with Brennan Manning's 19 Mercies Spiritual Retreat. Day 5, called Encounter, from the back of Ragamuffin Gospel. A book that, yes, in 2025, Dawson read through the entire book and all 19 of these devotions on the drive, about 5:45 or so. Today, the encounter, and then it says the person of Jesus goes like this. Who is this Jesus of Nazareth, this Nazarene carpenter, in whose name vast theological systems have been developed, worldwide churches organized, crusades, reforms, and renewals launched? Church councils have rendered their opinions, as have historians, theologians, emperors, film directors, and all manner of believers and doubters, but other people cannot answer on our behalf. You must answer and respond for yourself. So must I. Jesus put the question to his own disciples. But what about you, he asked. Who do you say I am? Peter answered, you are the Christ, from Mark 8:29. Brennan Manning says, my companion of the road, I ask you, describe the Christ that you have personally encountered on the grounds of your own self. Describe him as you would to a friend over coffee. Describe not the deity who you have heard about or been taught to believe exists, but only the Christ you have actually encountered. And then I invite you to reflect soberly on what your own answer reveals to you. A couple of different sections recommended reading, Mark 8, 27 to 30, and Romans 10, 8 through 13. Of course, those famous verses, Romans 10, 9 and 10. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So there you go, this morning's thought, encounter the person of Jesus. Reminds me of the Philip Yancey book, worth checking out, The Jesus I Never Knew. Or maybe you want to check out Josh McDowell's More Than a Carpenter. A couple of good thoughts here to start the new year. And how about a Stephen Curtis Chapman song this morning? I posted this on my Facebook page last night. Let's give this a listen this morning, starting the new year on WIB.
Decorations have been moved back to the attic. Our resolutions and our diets all in place. As another chapter ends and another one begins, slowly now we turn the page. Out into this midnight sky, I stare and wonder at the grand design. dances with the sun. And I'm thinking it may be God's way of whispering the stories being told, and the best is yet to come. So happy new. Coming true. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. The God who made everything is remaking everything. Oh, the God who made everything, he says, I'm making all things new. So happy new year.
The Whip Wake Up Show, WWIB, Halvo and Sam on a Friday. And again, it is not only a new year, but a new month of January, right?
That's right. And with a new month comes just different special things, different things to focus on. And whether it's reading or talking about gourmet coffee, we've got it all for you right here.
From A to Z. So here we go. This is a month, January, that is celebrating the Book Blitz.
It is Coffee Gourmet International Month.
Family Fit Lifestyle being celebrated.
It's the month for financial wellness.
International Business Resolutions.
International Creativity Month as well.
Also this month being celebrated, International Life Balance.
January is International Wealth Mentality Month.
This month we're celebrating National Beyond Purpose.
It's the month for cleaning up your computer, getting organized, and drinking hot tea.
I think we could talk about glaucoma awareness. That's good. Also, it's National Mail Order Gardening Month. Yeah, gardening seems like a far time away, but time to get your seeds in the mail, I guess.
There you go. National Mentoring Month and Personal Self-Defense Awareness Month.
Radon Action. Yeah, I know Eau Claire County emphasizes this each and every January.
It's the month for national returns.
Yours, mine, and ours.
Oatmeal. Oh, dear.
Do you not like oatmeal for breakfast?
I am not a big fan of oatmeal.
It is, you know, when in terms of the older you get, in terms of weight loss and stuff, they really, a lot of talk about it as a healthy. I've gone more and more in the oatmeal direction, though not this morning.
I know that oatmeal is a superfood, but I'm not swayed.
You're not swayed. All right. It is Senior Women's Travel Month.
Slow cooking month, as long as it's not oatmeal.
I've got a recipe out for this weekend. It's cowboy crockpot soup, so
ooh.
I'm working on that. It is a month to walk your pet. I do that year-round.
There you go. It's a month to care for your eyes.
Blood donor month.
That's hobby month.
There you go. National soup month. I'm going to participate.
There you go. And finally, it is National Thank You Month.
You're welcome. Okay. I guess you weren't thanking me.
I don't know how to respond to that. Thank you again. Yes. All right. We got it covered. While most everybody knows an apple a day keeps the doctor away, Japanese scientists found that peeling one stimulates the brain.
I assume the brain is equally stimulated when peeling a potato, which sounds like a great reason to make homemade French fries.
Yummy.
Scientists say that products claiming to help the body detox are often based on meaningless claims.
The products do, however, help detox your bank account. My biggest resolution in the new year is to learn a new language.
That's great, Sam. I want to understand what they're saying on social media.
It'd be so wonderful to understand.
In the new year, I'm also going to finally get in shape.
I'm tired of the people at McDonald's asking me if I need any help carrying my order to the car.
Oh, yeah.
Finally, 8 in 10 moms have shunned the idea of being a super mom and feel they are good enough instead.
You know, moms have realized trying to be a super mom without Marvel's paycheck just isn't worth it.
Doesn't make that cut.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
All right, we did it, Alpha.
Yes.
First of the year. Not too bad as we head towards 8 o'clock on the Whip Wake Up Show. Like I mentioned earlier, folks, here on the Whip Wake Up Show with Halvo closing out the week, driving in from Menominee, noticed that the moon was still very much out and very full on this very clear morning as the sun's finally up here in Lake Halley. And Halvo handed me this little bit of info here that's saying the first full moon of the year should be visible this Saturday. And this is fascinating, folks. It's actually called the Wolf Moon. And it's technically considered a super moon. That's when the moon is closest to Earth in its orbit and appears a little bigger and brighter than usual. That's always great. That's always great when we have a super moon. Might have to make sure I can get some eyes on that. After that, there will be another 12 full moons in 2026, from February's snow moon to December's cold moon. There will also be two lunar eclipses this year. The first will be a total eclipse the morning of March 3rd here in the U.S. I'm thinking that this Saturday might just try and look for that, and I went and checked the forecast here just to be sure. Saturday night's looking mostly clear, a low of zero. It's a little on the chilly side, but should have good viewing conditions. And the other neat thing that I'm realizing about wintertime specifically for doing things like just being outside and enjoying the nightlife of nature is that when the moon is out and there's snow on the ground, it's just about as bright as during the daytime, right? And so that makes it a lot more fun. So there you have it. This Saturday, keep that in mind. We got a super moon with a name called the Wolf Moon, and that's what's happening.
Well, it's been a different sort of week here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Of course, Caleb was here for just a couple of days. Sam, you've been here since Wednesday.
That's right.
We have boiled down this week to 3 minutes and 10 seconds. Best of the week sounds like this.
All right, here we go.
In Spain, when the clock strikes midnight, people eat 12 grapes.
Huh.
One grape for every stroke of the clock to represent each month in the year. Each grape is said to bring good luck in the new year.
A couple of our kids and their friends got out of town for the weekend, and so we had up to five dogs, Caleb, five dogs in the house.
We piled everybody into the car and went over to Micon Cinemas to see Zootopia 2.
Cool.
And enjoyed it. Teddy was very cooperative in the fact that he actually fell asleep, not because he didn't enjoy the movie, because he had skipped his nap, and so he fell asleep, which meant my wife actually watched the entire movie with us, which is rare because usually she has to take him out when he starts getting a little wiggly. So very much enjoyed that movie. It was fun. It was funny.
Cool.
And so the kids enjoyed that, enjoyed their Micon bucket of popcorn.
All right, good morning. Time for First Thoughts. 14 in front of 6 o'clock, a chilly 7 above 0, 5 above at the airport in Eau Claire. And my first thought this morning is, why do we live here? In Belgium, farmers wish their animals a happy new year for blessings.
I guess we could say a happy moo year for the cows.
Dude, welcome to the morning show.
Thank you.
You're off the IR. You're off the injured reserve list.
Indeed. It's great, Mark, to be up on my own two feet. I went to a Quick Trip this morning to grab some breakfast on the way in. The thought came to me, man, walking around is nice.
It is. I'm on YouTube this morning looking for some Milwaukee Bucks audio for sports. And lo and behold, I come across this. It says, if Solomon sang Ecclesiastes in folk, it would sound like this.
Wind it blows, then slips away. The sun still rises day by day. The work of man, the toil of hands, it fades like dust upon the land.
Winner Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. We want one more winner before the clock strikes 12. We have a clue. Here it is. The clue is there are almost 500,000 of these. Think outside. This item is used outside.
Registered vehicles.
Registered vehicles. I mean, that's a good, you're trending in the right direction. That is not what we're looking for.
This is Jamie from Mondovi.
All right. Dude, I feel like you should win this. It's you know, you're a JM. This is JM, Jamie
there
McDonald,
you go.
Tumblr.
There
so
you go.
What's your guess?
This might be the end of the vehicle guesses. School bus?
School buses, yeah, almost 500, what was it, almost 500,000 of these in the United States. That's your guess, and you're right.
There you go.
It was meant to be. Jamie.
All right.
Yeah. Jamie, you and Aiden have been trying for a long time to win. You just came through, man.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks.
In Denmark, it is a tradition to throw old plates and dishes against the doors of friends and neighbors. Wow.
I love this.
Finding a large pile of broken china on your doorstep on New Year's morning is actually a great sign.
See, that's my heritage is Denmark, so that's probably why I'm just like, I would love to break china.